When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today, global EV sales almost 2 million last month. EV consideration is up and Tesla loses some vehicle chiefs. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you why I'm now convinced Toyota's new electric pickup is intentionally bad. On EV News China today, we talked about 50% market share in China now, solid-state batteries and VW's fight back. Here we go. Let's get into it. Global EV sales were 1.9 million. Global EV sales last month in October. We're all friends here. Let's call it 2 million. That's year to date. Now 16.5 million. That's 23% more than the same time last year. Europe led growth in October with 36% up year on year. Germany's doing really well, up 53% compared to the same month last year. France up 40%. UK 24%. China, obviously, though, is still the largest single market in October. 1.3 million EVs were sold in China. That's up 6% year on year, up 22% year to date. This must all be wrong because the media keep telling us that the EV bubble has burst and no one wants to drive an electric car anymore. So I don't know who made this data up. A benchmark expects some buyers to accelerate purchases in the final 2 months of the year. China's full NEV purchase tax exemption is ending at the end of the year, and so people might bring forward some purchases in China. But then again, a lot of the big Chinese car makers are also saying, well, we'll add some offers to sweeten the deal. North America showed a slowdown, as expected, in October, following a surge in demand before the end of the federal tax credit. But again, there, so many of the car makers have stepped in with some very, very attractive deals. Do people still want EVs? Well, consumer interest is rising in the US, even with the tax credit gone. This is new data coming in today from JD Power. Among new vehicle shoppers, 60% say they are likely to consider buying or leasing an EV in the next 12 months. So that splits out at 24% very likely and 36% somewhat likely to buy or lease in the next year. And the very likely share score is up on the last time they did this survey. Current EV owners will stay electric. The US data here says 94% would buy another EV. That same bit of data coming out of China this week, 99%. That seems exceptionally high. Owners' top reasons are expected to be expected lower running costs, tax credits and incentives at state level, driving performance, purchase price or lease offer, and design as well. JD Power notes the end of the federal tax credit would change the value equation, but finds EVs have met or exceeded owners' expectations. I was thinking about this recently, actually, because although I've had some nice cars in the past, pre-kids, when I had disposable income, and so now we have a used, we bought a three-year-old Polestar, as I've mentioned before. That's almost, that'll be 5 years old next year. It is still, I'm a man of simple tastes, it's still, I think it's an exceptional vehicle. I paid £24,000 for it 2 years ago. It's probably worth, what, £17,000-£18,000 now? I don't know. But I still think that is a level of performance and a level of car which is simply not available in combustion to someone like me without spending stupid money. This thing is immensely connected to every part of my digital world. My Google account is in there. I can look at a destination on my phone and a couple of days later get in the car, look at recent destinations. It's in there. I don't even need to send it to the car. It's just waiting for me. It's quiet. It's ridiculously fast. I've got the launch edition, which is the all-wheel drive and 300 kilowatts and all the nonsense. And the idea of going back to a petrol or a diesel car, and we still own a diesel Golf, by the way, for things like dump runs and beach runs and whatnot. It's not worth anything anymore, and it goes through the MOT every year and doesn't cost anything to insure, really, so we still have it. We never drive it. But the idea of having an equivalent car to the Polestar in petrol or, you know, combustion, not only have I got no interest in driving those cars anymore, but would cost me vastly more, and at some point a mechanic would go, ooh, that's going to cost you. And then what's the worst thing that's going to happen with an EV? You know, worst case scenario, a battery problem, which is incredibly rare, but all machines will break. So you have to at least be prepared that it's a very small, smidgy chance, but it's a machine. So, yeah, it's fascinating, the retention of once you go EV, you never look back. And that's interesting. Also interesting, this is a massive digression, apologies if you're busy, but also interesting is the number of so-called never bevers in America is still under, it's about a third, but it's maybe drifting a little bit below that. But people who say they will never ever drive an EV, and you think, well, have you ever driven an EV? And it's fine, it's, you know, their prerogative to drive what they want, but you think, well, have you tried it? And I wonder if some of those never bevers will find themselves driving an electric car in years to come. I think many of them will, actually. All right, let's move on. Right, two senior Tesla leaders have left. Look, all companies lose people. But these announced it on the same day on LinkedIn within hours of each other. And neither of them have kind of said they're going on to do anything else. And it's interesting, if nothing else. There's been lots of high-profile exits at the company, but it's a very large company and people get different jobs. But the program leader of the Cybertruck announced his departure on Sunday. He joined Tesla as an intern and rose through the engineering department and recently took responsibility of not only Cybertruck, but Model 3 as well. And the Model Y chief announcing his exit just hours later, again after 8 years at Tesla. Over the last year, they've lost lots of people. Head of vehicle programs, Daniel Ho, who guided Tesla and their high-volume models, the Model 3, over the years. He went to Waymo. David Zhang, as Tesla's second most senior vehicle program manager after Daniel Ho, left at the same time. Then these gentlemen took on those responsibilities. They're going now as well. Strength in depth, no doubt. Lots of people on the bench that Tesla can call on. But there is definitely a high turnover in the vehicle bit. Actually, the head of the robotics also left as well. So I know Tesla's future is robots and AI, and if that was really their future, I wonder if the the head of robotics would be leaving, but maybe he has other opportunities. But yeah, it could be nothing. But it's interesting to look at, isn't it? At a time when, you know, Tesla doesn't have an awful lot on the horizon. Tesla Semi is something that I am very excited about. They just need to make the things as soon as possible. After 8 years after its reveal, I've mentioned already at last week's shareholder meeting, Tesla showed visual and technical updates. I didn't really talk about them very much. So it's not a complete Cybertruck-inspired design, but it has got the Model Y-style light bar, the Cybertruck-style light bar, a reshaped bumper with aero channels ahead of the front wheels, and cameras mounted ahead of the doors for supplementary on the side view mirrors. Tesla said that they improved efficiency and increased payload. Range, 500 miles at 1.7 kilowatt hours per mile. I mentioned that recently, but that does imply, what I didn't say, an 850 kilowatt hour battery pack charging 1.2 megawatts. So a 70% range recovery in 30 minutes. And, you know, many drivers, I would think, would have to stop for 30 minutes loading either the loading bay, or certainly over here we have quite stringent driver rules on how long you have to be stopped for safety and concentration and stuff, more so than America. Elon Musk says the volume production begins next year. Yes, well, let's wait and see. They just need to crack on, don't they? They've got the talent to do it. And I'm sure plenty of customers as well. Ford is next. They've paused production of their all-electric F-150 after recent postponements. Ford is prioritizing future models on its lower-cost universal platform, and says the Lightning remains part of its lineup for now, but production will restart at an undefined time in the future. Ford says it's focused on producing F-150 combustion versions because they make more money out of those after a recent fire which affected aluminium supply. It'll bring the Rouge Electric Vehicle Center back online at the right time, they say, but gave no date, but did deny that the Ford F-150 Lightning was now out of production. MFG is a charging network over here. It seems like it's come about in the last 5 years or so, and now it's everywhere. So MFG Motor Fuels Group are a big group of filling stations. And they've made a £400 million investment in EV charging, and I think they've done it really well. I've talked about MFG a lot over the years on this podcast. They have branded it exceptionally well, so they haven't buried them out the back of their petrol stations. You know that they've, I don't know what the official name is, but the big column that you get outside of a petrol station that displays the prices. I think with the MFG stuff, all the ones that I've seen, they have got an equal one of those that's blue and green and is equally large and imposing, called EV Power, charge here. Not the pricing on it or anything like that, not that I've seen the pricing on, not dynamic pricing, but very good signage. Great hardware, lots of chargers in many locations as well. 1,300 devices are now part of their network in 522 locations, and they just came just behind Tesla in the annual customer satisfaction survey done by ZapMap, which is an app we have over here to find locations for I used to use it a lot back in the day. I don't use ZapMap anymore. It's very good. I just don't tend to use it anymore. And they do an annual survey of charging networks, and they ask people what's the best one. Tesla always wins, often by a large margin. MFG just behind now, and I can understand why. The chargers are reliable, easy to use, and easy to pay as well. Also doing well, Ionity and Osprey tied for third. Yes, I don't use Ionity too much, but Osprey are very, very, very good as well. Now, let's talk about why used EVs are selling very quickly. Let's talk about VW and Rivian's partnership. And let's talk about Mercedes giving some discounts so big that you could buy another Mercedes with the money you get off. I'll talk about those things and more on the podcast soon. Stick around. Back in a moment.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Okay, let's talk used EV data. Edmunds in the US has found that three-year-old used EVs are selling the fastest, averaging 34 days on a dealer lot. If you are a car dealer and want to sell cars, because, you know, car dealers are, it's a volume game, isn't it? So you want to just turn over stock as much as possible. You should be selling EVs because they sit on your lot the least amount of time. Edmunds projects a wave of three-year-old EVs are now coming off lease. They're either being defleeted from lease companies, or they're coming off personal finance agreements. A lot of people post-lockdowns and post-pandemic went EV on finance agreements and lease agreements, particularly in the US with things like the lease loophole. Across the US, dealer lots, the average car sits for 37 days, 41 days for a gas car, 34 days for an EV on something like an average $30,000, 35,000-mile used EV that's 3 years old and coming off finance. Plug-in hybrids, by the way, almost 50 days sitting on dealer lots. In Q3, the Tesla Model S was the fastest turned around used electric car. Let's talk about VW and Rivian's partnership. A year after formalizing their joint venture, Volkswagen's almost $6 billion tie-up with Rivian is advancing forward. Under the agreement, VW are going to put Rivian's architecture, so-called zonal architecture, and software stack into future EVs. The Scalable Systems Platform, SSP, which could form the basis as much as 30 million vehicles across the Volkswagen group. Volkswagen says fully electric models from the VW brand, Audi, and Scout Motors will enter winter testing now over Q1 2026 with the software coming out of this new partnership. Engineering prototypes, so the little compact ID1 are already doing trials on the road at the Palo Alto and Irvine facilities. It's the joint venture is called RV Tech, by the way. And the ID1 could well be VW's first model to carry the jointly developed software and a different way of kind of philosophically making an electric vehicle. That's that zonal architecture that I talk about. Right, here in the UK, let's talk about some used car market data. Had its highest quarterly volume in the last 4 years since 2021. Q3 sales up almost 3%. The Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders over here reporting sales surpassed 2 million units, extending an 11-quarter growth streak as increased new car supply bolstered second-hand stock as well. BEVs rising 44% to more than 80,000 units and hitting a record 4% share of the used market. One in 25 buyers now go EV in the used market. Nearly 100,000 vehicles under 1 year old changed hands during the quarter. Many transferred via the employee car ownership scheme that gives workers access to new cars in the industry. One third of those nearly new vehicles were electrified as well. Now, Mercedes-Benz are offering discounts on their vehicles in the US, and some of them so big you could buy a whole other car. The Maybach EQS 680, that's an SUV, it's obviously the Maybach version of the Mercedes-Benz EQS, has now been discounted by $50,000. The EQS 400 4MATIC starts at about $90,000 in comparison, whereas the Mercedes-Maybach EQS 680 has a base price of $180,000. And so this is a very premium vehicle, even compared to the premium base model. Mercedes has been stacking incentives to create the $50,000 reduction on the Maybach version. Other discounts, like the non-Maybach EQSs, are down by 10 grand, EQB down by 9 grand, EQE down by 7 grand. But yeah, 50 grand off that Maybach leaves you enough money left over to buy, well, basically a whole other Mercedes if you wanted to. Not a nice one, but a pretty good one. Subaru say they're going to redirect their funds of what little money Subaru has got, make some incredible vehicles, but in the grand scheme of things, pretty small in the car industry. Of course, relying on that Toyota partnership, shared ownership, things like that. But they're going to move their electrification budget away from BEVs and into combustion hybrids. So that becomes a lot less interest to you and I imagine, at Subaru. Their first EV, the Solterra, which was rebadged or built on Toyota's technology, was their sole BEV until earlier this year. They've added the Trail Seeker and Uncharted SUVs. Subaru's not cancelling programs, by the way. They're not backing away from EVs, but they are reallocating funds for future EVs after those two new ones. And finally, Toyota have unveiled an all-electric Hilux. Now, the Hilux mean a lot to a lot of people over here and outside the US. If it doesn't, maybe if I say Tacoma, it'll mean more to you. But the Hilux, over the years, has built up a bit of a rock-solid reputation as being a workhorse. So when a new Hilux comes out, it's interesting. Styling-wise, maybe at the front it's a bit divisive, but you know, people get used to stuff, don't they? It looks a little bit different. But either way, it's going to be electric for the very first time, which is fantastic. What's not so great, Toyota have decided to give it a 59.2 kilowatt-hour battery, which is significantly smaller than what a lot of EREVs are coming now within China. And that is both with, you know, those EREVs that in China that got 50, 60, 70 kilowatt hour packs and an engine and a fuel tank. Toyota have decided that what they need to do is give a working vehicle, because this thing has a pretty decent payload and towing as well. Payload 1,500 pounds, towing capacity 3,500 pounds, with a teeny tiny battery. This of course won't be sold in America, but even over here in, you know, Asia and Europe, and I understand that they probably want to keep the price down of that vehicle, but the minute you tow with it, if it's anything that with any kind of poor aero, what was a 60 kilowatt hour pack, if I'm being generous, 149 miles WLTP'd, that's going to halve, and then you've got a 75 mile vehicle, which takes you back 10 years in the world of EVs, when people were buying 75-mile EVs 10 years ago and making do with them because they were passionate about it. No one will buy this. And then no one will buy it, and Toyota will say, we told you nobody wants EVs, we were right, and here's a diesel one. They'll also sell diesel ones as well. And people will buy plenty of diesel Hiluxes because they'll be able to do the job that they want to use that vehicle for. So at this point, I wonder whether Toyota have put minimal money into this. They've got no battery supply to speak of for full BEVs. And so they will cobble together a teeny tiny battery. There's plenty of room in a Hilux to put a big old battery. 100 kilowatt hour would be minimum. And then nobody will buy it. And like Mazda did with the MX-30 when nobody bought it. Interesting little car, the Mazda. Very fascinating design. Endearing in many ways. Terrible as an EV, had 100 miles range, EPA. Nobody bought it. Mazda went, we told you nobody wants EVs. Nobody bought it. We were right. And they'll all pat themselves on the back in the Toyota boardroom and say, aren't we smart cookies? It can be the only explanation. They're purposefully making it bad so no one buys it. Nobody in their right mind would make the Hilux with a 59 kilowatt hour battery. So they're just having a laugh with us now, aren't they? Good one, Toyota. You almost got me. That's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.